The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 3, text number 9, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 29th, 2008, in New Govardhan, Australia.
So, today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 3, text number 9.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tatrasvasvime nanu bhatri sammita. Matri svasvi klina diyancha mataram. Drakshay charot kanta mana maharshibir. Uniyamanam chamridadvaradvajam.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My sisters, my mother's sisters and their husbands, and other affectionate relatives must be assembled there. So, if I go, I should be able to see them. And I should be able to see the flapping flags and the performance of the sacrifice by the great sages. For these reasons, my dear husband, I am very much anxious to go. Purport. As stated before, the tension between the father-in-law and the son-in-law persisted for a considerable time. Sati, therefore, had not gone to her father's house for a long while. Thus, she was very anxious to go to her father's house, particularly because on that occasion her sisters and their husbands and her mother's sisters would be there. As is natural for a woman, she wanted to dress equally to her other sisters and also be accompanied by her husband. She did not, of course, want to go alone.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Dhamsa Jiva Sadaita Sabaduta Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha.
So, family attachment is very strong. That is the nature of this material world. It is called skin disease. Even though we are not these bodies, we are very attached to the false conception that I am the body. And therefore, we are also very attached to those things in relationship with the body. The Bhagavatam warns us against this mentality to wake us up from the sleep of material consciousness. Yashatmu buddhi kunape tridhaduke svadhi kalatra dishu bhoma ijadi yartirta sadanei nakarhachit janeshim navigesha sa eva gokara. That one who considers this bodily bag, this gross bag, made of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, to be his very self, who's considered those persons related to his material body to be his kinsmen and no one else, you see, who considers the place where he rode his little tricycle to be a holy place of pilgrimage, you see, because I was born there and grew up there, you see, who goes to the holy place of pilgrimage just for darshan or for taking bath, but is not interested to sit and hear from the sages who are preaching there, you see. Bhagavatam says, sa eva gokaraha, he is cow, he is ass. Of course, we're not trying to put down the cows, you know, but you understand, they're less intelligent in terms of self-realization process. They're in the same category with asses when it comes to self-realization. Of course, it doesn't mean they're not dear to Krishna, but you know, they're in a different category than asses also. But in this verse, a person who's completely brainless, you see, is compared to a cow and ass. So, this mentality that Sati is showing here, even though her relatives are karmi, they're not Vaishnavas. His father is he's a Vaishnava Paradhi, actually, an offender against Lord Shiva. But still, due to bodily attachment, she's thinking, I want to go there, there's going to be a wonderful festival going on, the flags will be flapping, you see. The flapping flags. Oh, I have to see those flapping flags, you see. We see that in the modern day also, you see. People get all excited. I don't know what your national anthem is here, but in the U.S. They sing about the flag. They call it the Star Spangled Banner, you know. Oh, say, does that Star Spangled Banner still wave? You see, they're practically crying. Oh, that flag is still waving in the breeze, you see. And but that flag symbolizes its bodily consciousness, you see. So we're attached to these flapping flags, you see, the Australian flag, the American flag. Oh yes, my country, my family, my kinsmen, my body, the place where I grew up, where I was born, you see. Oh. Not only women, but everyone. We're very sentimental about these things, you see. Why? Why are we sentimental about these things? Because actually there is a real sense of identity. There's a real sense of family, which is very wonderful. And that is with Krishna. We don't deny family feeling. In fact, Prabhupada says that one of the items of surrender is to become a part of a spiritual family. We don't say family feeling is bad, but we say come to the actual platform of family feeling. Sati here is showing the relative family. And as it is said, relatives are what? They are relative. They're not absolute. So instead of being so eager, so fired up, so enthusiastic for the relative family with its flapping flags, we should take that tendency that family tenancy and repose it in the Vaishnava family. And who is the head of the Vaishnava family? That is Krishna. So actually, all living entities, we are all one big family. You see. So we don't say you have to give up the feelings you have for your family. No, you just expand your understanding of what is family. Don't deny family like the Mayavad. You know, stamp it out. No. Expand it, that's all. You feel affection for your family members, that's very nice. That is a natural thing. So now understand who is your actual family members. You see, and stop eating the cows. You see. They say we love our family, but why are you killing your brothers and your sister, your mother? You see. You say you love your family, then why are you killing your family members and eating them and putting them on the dinner table? You see. If you went to your parents' house and you cooked a dinner and they came and said, "What's for dinner?" You say, "Well, I cooked my sister, I cooked my brother." You think the parents would be happy? Or you're there with your brothers and sisters, they say, "What's for dinner?" "Well, I cooked our mother for dinner tonight. Here, have a plate." You see? This is a material world. They cook the mother. Who's for dinner? What's for dinner tonight? Mom is for dinner. You see? We'll put it in a bun with some cheese on it and call it Big Mac, you see? I mean, how despicable, how disgusting this so-called culture is. Why don't we come to the actual platform of family? You see? That is Krishna consciousness. Come to the real platform of family. Why, if family is a wonderful thing, everyone loves family, you see, then why not make it bigger and better? Why keep it teeny-weeny family, you see? You like family, all right. So now expand it millions of times. Embrace that every single jiva soul throughout the totality of existence is family member. Why not have the greatest family life, you see? That is sannyas. He has unlimited family life. He sees every single living entity as his dearmost relative and serves everyone, you see. As his beloved family member. This is sannyasi, you see. This is Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Krishna consciousness is the perfection of renunciation. To artificially deny things, that is not very practical. That is the Mayavadi program, to deny, neti, neti, neti. I tried doing that. I was studying the Mayavadi books back in 1968. Denying, denying, denying. But you know what happens if you really take denial to the nth degree? What do you have to end up denying? If you denied everything else, then what is there left to deny? There's only one thing left to deny, and that's denial. If you really take the neti-neti pathway of denial to the end of it, to all the way to the conclusion of that path, when you've denied everything else, there's only one thing left to deny, and that is denial. And then you have to find something to accept that is transcendental. You see? That's why eventually these jnanis, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mang Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarmati Samahatma Sulurubaha. These jnanis eventually come to bhakti. If they stick to that path, denying, 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 finally they must deny denial. And then there's nothing left except, well, now I have to find something to accept because I rejected denial. What will I accept? And now I have to accept something that's beyond this existence. It's transcendental to this material existence. So that's when one's ready for a bona fide spiritual master. That's when one's ready to meet a Vaishnava. That's when one is ready to hear the words of the scripture. When he is completely finished with all material business, even the idea of impersonal liberation. When he has completely wound up everything, material and even that last snare of Maya, moksha. When he's beyond all of this, then he's ready to meet a spiritual master. Then he's ready to meet a Vaishnava. Then he is ready to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So he can actually learn how to enter into transcendental existence, beyond time, beyond space. There is a dimension beyond this time and space place. And by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one can enter into that transcendental dimension. Brahmanda brahmite konna bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna Prasadai Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. You see, by the mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna, one can receive a special ticket for a transcendental airplane ride. You see, one can receive the seed of bhakti, which will enable one to manifest a bhakti lata, a devotional creeper that will be so powerful. So unlimitedly powerful, it can penetrate through the thick coverings of the material universe. Can you imagine any creeper that's that powerful? Do you know how thick the coverings of the universe are? If you were to graphically display this universe, the vast expanse of outer space that we see at night would just be a little tiny, insignificant mustard seed in the middle of this humongous lump of dense matter, you see. So just across, all the way across the universe is nothing compared to what it takes to get through the first covering. The second covering is 10 times that. The third covering is 10 times the second covering. The fourth covering is 10 times the third covering. The fifth covering is 10 times the fourth covering. If you can imagine how thick that the universe is, but that little creeper, that bhakti lata, can go through the whole thing. It's so powerful. It can penetrate all the coverings of the material universe. So if we are so fortunate to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master who gives us that seed, you see, then we should guard that seed as our most precious treasure, the greatest, most inconceivable opulence is to have that seed of bhakti. Now what do you do? If you're a gardener and you have some very nice seed, what do you? You just throw it in the ground and leave it there? Well, chances are it won't come out. You won't get the crop you desire. If you just throw it there and there's no rain, in this example, if you want to get the crop, then you must water the seed. And you must weed also the garden. So we have a program given to us by Prabhupada for weeding and watering the seed of bhakti. How do you weed it? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication or gambling, and avoid those nama parads. And the first one, Vaishnava parad, is called hati mata, mad elephant. You build a fence around your garden so no mad elephants can come boom, 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 chomping, you know, barreling through your garden and smashing the creeper. That means we always have to have a mood of love and respect for the Vaishnavas, even if we disagree with them sometimes. We have to somehow always have love and respect for the Vaishnavas. So, this is the weeds, the weeding process, the fence, and then the water has to be there. What is the water? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, in this way, we will be able to enter into that transcendental family, the Vaishnava family. Krishna gives us a sample of how wonderful that family is. When he comes to this world, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, he does not come alone. He brings his whole family with him. His mother, his father, his aunts, his uncles, his cousins. A whole village comes. A whole big village comes. Just to attract us back to that transcendental place. This reminds me, one time in my travels, we were going through the Houston airport, Texas. Cowboy culture place, you know. But it was amazing there in the heart of cowboy land, we heard, I could hear off in the distance, you hear this music. Da 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 da, some ukuleles. Da 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 da. What's going on here? And there was some girls in hula, you know, the grass skirts doing the hula dance. And there was the guys with the, they call them leis, we call them flower garlands, playing away on the ukuleles. Right there, what's going on here in the Houston airport in the middle of cowboy country? And then I saw Hawaiian Airlines. They were trying to lure us to buy our tickets, you see, to go to Hawaii. Well, actually, Krishna, he has a similar approach, you see. They flew in the ukulele playing fellows, and they flew in the grass skirt girls, you see, just to lure us to buy our tickets for Hawaii. So Krishna does the same thing. He brings in all these wonderful brijabasis, you see, to show us how wonderful it is in the land of Krishna. And you know, he sets up the ticket counter, you see. ISKCON. ISKCON is the ticket counter. The ISKCON travel agency, you see. Come here and buy your tickets for Golok. So in this way, we're very fortunate here to be living right here in the replica, a replica. This is New Govardhan. It's a replica here of the original Govardhan. Simply to attract our hearts, the peacocks are wandering, you see, the cows, so many wonderful devotees are here chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Radha Govardhan Gadi is here, Gaurinitai, Krishna Balaram. So wonderful place. Simply to attract our hearts to go to that original transcendental existence, far, far beyond the coverings of the universe, far beyond the limiting factors known as time and space. You see? Such a wonderful, wonderful facility we've been given here. So, if we take full advantage of this wonderful facility, we can finish up our business in this rotten rotation known as birth and death. We can finish it up now. This would be it, over finished. After millions of lifetimes of suffering, the threefold miseries, oh, Durga, you know, jabs us for that trident. The threefold miseries, you see. And then if that isn't enough, then the threefold miseries are coming in from this side, you got the fourfold coming in from this side, and you think you just can't take any more, then now comes the seven whips. Oh, so heavy, you know, being in this material existence. The seven whips. Oh, you know about the seven whips? In the Krishna book, Prabhupada talks about the seven whips, hunger, thirst, lamentation, etc. I mean, we're really, really, really getting it. You know, the threefold, the fourfold, and then the sevenfold. Ah, it's heavy. It's heavy, these miseries here. So, if we have any brains left after all being completely, you know, worked over by our conditioning here, growing up in this place, if we have any brain power left, we should understand that Prabhupada has given us the greatest gift. We should just grab onto his feet and never let go. You see, grab onto his dhoti. There's no room on his feet. then grab onto his dhoti. Somehow or other, grab onto the mercy of Prabhupada and never let go, you see. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. So we thank you all very much for participating in this movement. Kindly invite all of your countrymen. Preach so nicely here that this entire country of Australia will all become Vaishnava. So that your high court judges will wear tilak, your prime minister will go Haribol Prabhu. In this way, push forward this movement with great enthusiasm and become the leading country on this planet in all ways, you see. That is my request. On behalf of Prabhupada, I know he would want you all to take over this country. He told him that we should take over the whole world. So you all are here, I'm telling you to take over Australia for Prabhupada. So anyway, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes?
In offering homage and when we say pranams in the morning to the Guru Staka, we mention the Soma Veda?
I'm a bit hard of hearing. When we offer pranams in the morning... Where is that? Samaveda. Which mantra is he talking about? Which mantra?
Samaveda means all the assembled devotees.
In the Premadvani. Samaveda, yeah. It's not the Samaveda yet. Yes. Our pundit here is straightening this out, you see. Yeah, it doesn't refer to the Samaveda. Of course, the Samaveda, in one sense, is part of the Samaveda because the assembled devotees, because the Vedas are actually devotees. There is the Veda personified. They're actually personalities. Takes it to a whole other level. So they are part of the Samaveda is part of the assembled devotees in that sense. Yes. Yes.
Following the Charya, but how are we meant to preach by our example and if one can't be as strict as one would like to be in following all the principles, how can one still preach without feeling like a hypocrite?
Well, you should preach according to your own. I mean, Prabhupada was very pleased with George Harrison, for example. He was smoking cigarettes. He wasn't following everything. But according to his own realization, his own capacity, he preached wonderfully, and Prabhupada is very pleased with him. You see? So, it's not that if somebody is not initiated and they're not following all the principles, that they're not welcome. We welcome everyone. It's not that everyone has to be, and you don't have to be, one does not have to be initiated to be a part of this movement. The initiates, they are the ones who are showing the example of pure brahminical life. But everyone is welcome to come, even if they can't follow everything. Prabhupada so much appreciated George Harrison. That's a very good example, you see. He wasn't following all the principles. But yet, how much wonderful service he did. And that he got the blessings of pleasing Prabhupada so much. So whatever you can do, do them. And if you can't follow everything, you just don't get initiated. That's all. And gradually, by doing nice service, one can become qualified for initiation. If you've already taken initiation and you're still not following, then you really have to consult your spiritual master for help. One has to consult the spiritual master that I'm having difficulty, Guru Maharaj, please help me. But whatever your position is, don't give up the enthusiasm for preaching. It's very important, of course. We don't want to... It's also stated you should be an example and then preach. So sometimes this appears to be contradictory. If you take it to the extreme, you say, well, I really can't preach until I'm a completely pure devotee, then we couldn't preach at all. You see? But the real thing is, as Prabhupada points out, that Lord Krishna's order to surrender to him manifests in the form of preach given by Lord Chaitanya. Preach to whoever you meet. So actually our surrender is preaching. By agreeing to push forward this movement, that in itself is an act of surrender to Krishna. So just be honest. If there is, do it in an honest way, then it's okay. If one is not able to follow all the principles and you're attracting people to learn from you, then you should take them to another devotee who is strictly following the principles so he can give them the further training. That's one example. We see some people who can't follow all the principles, but they're very good at attracting people to join our movement. I've seen that in some European countries. There's one person I think of in particular. He's very good at attracting people, but he just can't get together to follow the principles. So he always keeps a humble role. He attracts them and then brings them to a senior devotee and lets him take them further along the path. So just be honest about your position, and don't, if one is not able to follow strictly everything, then you attract people, give them Krishna consciousness, and bring them to a devotee who is more fixed up than you are for further training in this way. Everyone can be engaged, no matter what their level is. Everyone can be engaged. I mean, look at how expert Lord Ram was in engaging those monkeys, you see. So Prabhupada is engaging us. We're a bunch of monkeys. He's engaging us in saving the world, actually. Somehow or other, even though we see how fallen and disqualified we are in so many ways, Prabhupada is engaging us. He's saving us and using us as his tools, his instruments. We'll see, and the history will show how Prabhupada saved the whole world. Prabhupada will go down in history for having saved the whole world. Somehow he used us, even though we're so disqualified, we're so fallen. You know, somehow he used us like Ram used the monkeys to defeat those powerful Rakshasas. Any other questions? Yeah?
You're saying that it's artificial to give up a family. And it's like a lie by conception to give up a family.
Yeah.
But it seems that it's almost sometimes necessary these days because our family doesn't really believe in what we're doing. And
yeah, you don't take... That's fine. But... That means we no longer take shelter of such a family. But Prabhupada didn't want us to completely cut the relationship. He said that every devotee should send a back to Godhead subscription to their parents. That was resolved by the GBC one year, and Prabhupada liked that very much. So it's not that we just say it is false, I don't know you, never heard of you, you know. Not like that, like Mayavad, complete denial. The fact is we don't take shelter of them, that's of them. Because Lord Chaitanya does say the first thing, the first principle is to give up non-devotee association. So we no longer take shelter of that association, that's of them. Vaishnava meaning of giving up the association of non-devotees is not to cut ourselves off like the Mayavadis wanting to go to the Himalayas. Our renunciation is to give them Krishna, to go door to door telling every single person in the whole town. You see? The Mayavadi wants to hide in a cave. The Vaishnava wants to be meeting everyone. He spends the whole day meeting this person, that person, going from one material person to another the whole day long, associating with materialists the whole day to give them Krishna. So our renunciation is to not take shelter of those material family members, but to give them the shelter. As I often say, don't follow them, you lead them. Don't take shelter of them, you give them Krishna. So our renunciation is to take the leading role now, you see, and give them Krishna. To lead them to Krishna. The whole world society. We don't cut ourselves off from them. We do in the sense that we no longer take shelter of them. But we don't in the sense that actually we remain actively associated but in a new capacity, now as brahmanas, as teachers, to give them Krishna. You understand the difference?
And if they're still rejected, if they're still not interested,
mm-hmm.
If they're still interested, do you still keep trying to push it and push it?
Can you hear what he's saying?
Yeah. If they're still not interested.
Yeah. Then you. Then you're not. Then we're not interested either. You know. It's like I had my old friends. I tried giving all of them Krishna, and to whatever extent they were interested, I was interested in them, and to whatever extent they weren't interested, I was no longer interested in them. That's also there. No, if someone if someone is not interested, then we're not so interested. Just like my brother lives in the same town that I live in. And how much do I associate? I don't. Sometimes, now I don't. I used to go visit him once a year and take him some prasadam once a year. That was it. But now I just wait and see if he wants to come see me. My younger brother, anyway, you know. That's the etiquette. So I'm not running after my family members of this material world. That's a nice call him. Maybe once a year I'll call him up and tell him where I'm at right now in the world, traveling and preaching. I just try to, for the sake of his benefit, I keep in contact with him. He's a nice fellow. Young, wealthy, younger than me, but he's old too, I guess. I still think I'm young because I'm Krishna conscious. I still think I'm a 22-year-old kid that joined the movement in 1971. I still feel like that, in my heart. I don't feel worn down by, time. Even though the body is now 60 years old, it can't hear very well anymore. But I still feel like that, the idealism of 22-year-old brahmachari, Actually, there's five kinds of brahmacharis in ISKCON. Do you know them? We have five kinds of brahmacharis. We've got brahmachari brahmacharis. We've got brahmacharini brahmacharis. We have grihastha brahmacharis, vanaprastha brahmacharis, and sannyas brahmacharis. This is a brahmachari movement, actually. The whole foundation of Vedic culture is brahmachari training. You see? The whole foundation of Vedic culture is brahmachari training. To become a homo servant of guru. You see? That is brahmachari life. Simply a menial servant of the spiritual master. So that is the best training to be a sannyasi. It's the best training to be a householder also. Brahmachari training, you see. So anyway, is that clear? Did you get your... Okay, good. Any other questions? How about some of y'all on the outside there? Any questions out there on the other side of the glass? All right. So we thank you all very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.